I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
I mean, isn't she always right?
Good thing there's four seasons now.
Yeah, good thing there's four seasons now.
Yes, queens. Yes. I hit the go button.
Go, 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 go. You have it very close to you and very far from Maggie, too.
It's in what? The center of the table.
Well, I mean, I'm loud. Bless you. My goodness.
That
you just
hurt.
Want my attention or what? Wait, my hand is getting really warm.
What?
Are you?
My hand, it's just so warm. There's nothing in here to cool it down.
Okay.
This is a problem.
Hey, hey, playa. Okay. It's Maggie 1, Maggie 2 night.
What up, y'all?
What up?
Which means we had halloumi in the house.
We also, if you can't tell from
and
the way
some
we're...
young Manchego.
Oh, yeah, no, sure, just talk over me. That's cool.
I was already talking, biatch.
You took a very long pause.
I did not take a very long pause. I'll go back and time the pause.
It was fractions of a second as opposed to no time.
So that you all know, this
Australian
is my lesbian
cheese.
Married couple, okay? Don't they sound like it? Sound like an old lesbian married
That's
couple.
That's a long pause.
Very long pause.
Just saying.
I'm
Turn off your notifications!
No, you have to. You must. To be
I
on
forgot.
For podcast,
I didn't mean to.
For podcast night.
I didn't mean to.
I'm not saying anything.
Would you like me to do that soon?
I was going to ask Maggie, do you really need to try that again or should Shannon just do it?
Slow and steady.
I was going slow, but it
wins
wants
the
to
race.
Like... Okay, hang on. It has to be on the other side. This was the problem I had last time. It's okay. I'm an intelligent adult person who can do things.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I just need to get it started.
Okay.
Because it's not ready to do that way yet.
Oh, that's...
See?
Okay.
I know how to do stuff. Okay, fine. Right. You do it because you don't think I can. I'm going to show you that it was
I can't
really
use
extra,
one of them corkscrews. It's got to
be
the one with
kind.
The little wings
really,
on it.
It was really extra hard.
It's extra hard. For real.
Thank you for
validating. Well, I'm sorry that these are well-sealed bottles of wine.
No,
you're welcome.
I just wanted Shannon to validate me, but it was extra difficult.
Thank you for validating Maggie 1.
And that I'm
now...
Tina would have never been able to open that.
Listen to
that
long pour.
They will. They will hear it.
I'm putting these in my collection. Oh.
Even the broken one?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yas, queen.
Podcast night with two Maggies. You need to... You got way more than me.
That was... You poured.
Shannon?
Do I get any?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're... Just give me your glass. I had a thing going. No, hold on a second.
Is it dad?
This is what
is
you
it
get.
Empty?
This is what you... No, it's not empty. Are you kidding?
My phone's magnetic. It's sticking to the cheese jar.
That's funny.
Fuck Siri.
Did we lose it?
No, we got it. It just stopped.
No. Is it just a whole different recording?
Yep.
Oh. Well, that's
it,
weird.
It, like, stopped and auto-saved.
At least it's saved.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Seriously? So now you gotta, like, can you put them together?
Yes. Shannon is an intelligent genius.
Yes.
Oh, so I can come to you with all of my video editing questions and how I can do the cool video stories.
That was hers, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, whatever. We
I
all
actually
like
think
each other.
I did miss a calling in the video editing and producing realm.
Remember our amazing...
How did you miss it? If you feel like you could do it, why don't you just start now? It's never too late. I mean, you've had your own business before. Why not stop one and begin another?
I'm 40. Well, my age doesn't matter.
Exactly.
I would have to go back to school.
Why would you... I have been a photographer for five years and I have never gone to school.
And now I'd have to get credentials for it. To be
Why?
Taken seriously.
No, you wouldn't.
In
your
industry.
Work speaks for itself in that industry. I'm in that industry. I know.
My work is done on an iPhone and a crappy Dell, so.
Hey.
It's really not.
It's not the machine you use. It's the quality behind the work.
Yeah. No, I'm all right. I'm all right with editing. I do, like, sword videos and shit and produce and
I mean, if it's just those. A hobby or something fun, you know.
Yeah, I like doing it. Ugh. My back is sore from sitting here already for an hour.
I'm one of the only people in our Gish group who edits their own videos. I always edit my own videos.
It's actually really easy.
It is not that difficult if I can figure it out. Remember that amazing video I did of us for slumber parties, though, of our road trip? Yes,
so cute. It came up in my memory on Facebook a few days ago.
You posted it to Facebook?
When we did it? Yes.
The video?
Yeah.
So I don't have it because...
Yeah, no, it's like it's linked to the slumber parties...
Oh, thing that's gone.
Channel that's gone.
Oh. Okay, so guys, my laptop died many years ago, and so I lost a lot of things that were delightful and important, and that was one of them. I know. I didn't back it up because my ex was like, yeah, you can use my...
Back it up. Sorry, I was drinking.
My ex... was like, you can use this hard drive to back it up, and then he used it himself, and like didn't let me, and then my laptop died, and he was like, you should have backed it up, and I was like, excuse me?
Squeeze me? Baking powder?
You dumb fuck. Ugh, I'm so over men today. I'm so over men. Okay, so first of all,
I'm already brainwashing my daughter that men are dumb.
Great. Yes. So,
well, I mean, here's the thing. You can't just give her the generalization. You gotta allow the girl to do a little thinking for herself.
Oh, there's proof with it.
Just just show her that an educated man is a treasure and hard to find, okay? Not that they don't exist.
Take the pleasure in being like, Catherine, what happened there? Did the boy listen to the girl? No.
Maggie, too, posted some pictures of herself, and all the guys were like, let me tell you how my peen feels about this.
Right. Like, okay, guys.
That's a sexy hair, though.
Right. I asked about my hairstyle, and
you couldn't even
look at the photo at my hair. You saw a color, so that jumped out at you, and then you slip into my inbox, and you're like... Let me show you what you did to my peen. No, thank you. Haven't we had this discussion before on the podcast?
No one wants your dick.
No one wants to see your penis. Just stand in front of the sink, facing me from the back, naked with an apron on, and do my fucking dishes.
Yeah,
that will get you laid. Do my laundry fully clothed, and that will get you laid.
Cleaning your bathroom because it's dirty.
Okay, wait. I do have one. Oh, I can't find it.
You don't have it anymore?
No, I couldn't find it easily on Reddit. For some reason, the app is like, no, you don't want to go to NSFW. And I was like, yes, I do. I want to go to a dirty thing. But there is one thing. It is called Cospenis, right? And it's where guys dress their dick up as things.
Oh,
right?
God, no. That's like, I can't even do the dressing your dog up as things. If you dress your penis up as something,
but
that's cause for the black button in my book.
No, I can't do it. Not send it to me, but I have chosen to go to it in order to laugh.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they have not... They have posted it on the internet for anyone who they want to see, and I have chosen to go to it so that I can laugh about it. And like, there was one where his dick was hard and he dressed it up as a ninja and like flung it and did some like fake like
oh my god, are you serious right now?
Yeah, did some like fake block chopping where it's like ninja.
No, I'd be into that.
Ninja penis broke the board with its head, right?
It was like in the cosplay penis.
Cospenis, yeah, that is very funny. But also, don't send me your cospenis. I will go to it and find it when I am in the mood for it, not when you have decided.
Right, and to send it to me. That's the other thing too. Like, it's not that I. Okay. You know. I just kind of look at it like this. Like, if I had a photo of a penis and a photo of a vagina sitting in front of me, like, the penis is not interesting at all. And the vagina, you kind of, like, turn your head and you're like, that crease is like that? And how is that not uncomfortable? Or, like, wow, that looks a little different than mine. Or, like, it's intriguing. Like, the penis, you're just like, whoa, okay. And that's it. That's all you get out of it.
What's that British show I like? The Naked One?
You like trashy
things. God, you guys just introduced me to the best shows. I mean, it's mostly you, Shannon. Maggie needs to do a little bit more suggesting, but we'll get there.
I mean, most often. Oh, here it is. I found it.
Oh. Oh, my. That's not even, like, super dressed up. I pictured one that's huge. Two, I pictured him in, like, a ninja outfit. Just, like, with you googly eyes on it. You can't just share with her.
I'm not sure.
He also is wearing a bandana.
Oh, my God.
That ginormous cock is literally just wearing a bandana and googly eyes. I thought he'd have a whole outfit on.
You seriously glued googly eyes to your fucking cock. What's time for this
I'm waiting for it to come. Is it the hot dog? The hot dog.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Because I didn't even, like, it took a minute. That's hilarious. See, that's what I was
imagining for the ninja.
Imagining for the ninja.
Oh, my God.
And then this one is great, too.
That is funny.
The guy is wearing a Lucha Libre mask, and then his dick is wearing an almost matching Lucha Libre mask.
And they look like wrestling buddies.
Yeah. This one is, they named Jack Hoffer, Private Dick.
Nice.
Right? And he's in
a little scene.
This is a scene. He's in a little scene. He's got a trench little top coat.
Hat and a trench coat. Like, that's what I was expecting of Ninja Boy.
Okay, but the ninja one is still very funny.
Yes.
God.
So now you guys,
is there a bedazzled vagina subreddit?
I don't know. Now I'm
sure one of you guys has got to know a little bit more about this subject. So my daughter is not in public school anymore. I've homeschooled her, but her best friend still goes to her school, right? And there is a furry in their school.
Okay.
That legit has to carry their head. They're not allowed to wear it. Have to carry their head around. But there's a furry in school.
Well, you could be a furry without wearing a head.
That's just what they want to do.
Yeah.
Right. I just, like, do they just really not go out in normal clothes?
It depends on how you want
to. I feel like this child is really just trying to, like, get as much attention as possible in school. Like, these people don't really walk around like that all day long, right?
Not usually.
Adult furries usually only are in their furry persona at furry parties or furry conventions.
Okay, yeah. So it's not everyday type of, like, lifestyle.
An everyday wear might be like, if my furry's a wolf, like, maybe I'm into wolf t-shirts.
Or like to wear wolf ears.
Yeah. And a wolf tail.
This girl's wearing her entire costume at school and just carries her head around, like, under her arm, walking around school all day. And I, as a parent, even though my child does not go to a brick and mortar building anymore, still find that to be a little odd.
She's exploring is how I see that too. I think that you're right that, like, she might be trying to, like, make some kind of statement, but that she's just figuring her stuff out. You know, but I've never met anybody in real life.
I just knew nothing about the culture. So I'm like, you know, this is something I was going to talk about with you girl, because you girls are always knowledgeable about this shit.
Yeah, no, like, I have a friend who's a furry. And she is like a wolf, a dog, I don't know. But she wears, like, long canine teeth out in public all the time.
Right? Okay.
So she looks like she's a vampire.
So I get.
And she wears little barrettes that are little ears, right? And they have bows on them, too. So they've got little ears and bows.
Okay, right? But that's not, right, like, legit a whole furry, no, like, it's not. Fuzzy
and
wolf
also,
costume
and also
with,
if
like,
you were
a,
like,
head.
And also, if you were like, you're such a good girl, she'd be like... Right?
No. Like, little puppy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Which I do to her because I think it's hilarious. Because she'll just be like, keep going.
Tell me more.
Scratch my ears.
By the way, what do you guys think about this one?
I loved both of them.
Yeah.
They're both very good.
Yeah, they're both really good.
Tell everyone about the wine.
Yeah, Maggie too.
Oh, okay. So I made it my job to bring the wine to the podcast because Shannon always gives us, like, really great cheesy snacks. So we're always about the wine. So I just started a new job, and we literally are across the parking lot from this new winery called Wholehearted Winery. And they're a charity-based winery, so they own this charity, and they made this winery. Anyways, they have, what, 12 wines out right now, and I took my parents, who live in Texas, but always get Michigan wines when they come up to bring back to their Texan friends, to the winery to try it out. We tried a sample of every wine, and then my parents are discussing, you know, what ones are we going to bring home, yada yada. And my mom says, I got this, don't worry. Grabs her credit card out of her wallet, puts it on the counter, and says, I'll take one of each. So she buys an entire case of wine from this winery that she's never been to, because they just literally love every single wine there. And I love them all. There's even one that's really, like, it's a young wine, and it's got some really, like, oaky flavors, and not a lot of people like it because it is very earthy, but I'm, like, in love. It's this one, but not as mature. It's really great. And their charity, like, they go into Bed Bath & Beyond clearance section, buy it out, put it in their warehouse, and then they allow families who have, you know, little or need something from there, they allow them to shop for free. So this is, like, I think it's amazing. And then every bottle of wine, $1 to $2, is donated to another charity that is not their own. So
it's great, awesome business. So what's the name of the winery?
Wholehearted Winery, and they're in New Hudson, right next to the New Hudson Inn. So if you're in Michigan and you, like, know anything about Michigan, you know exactly where the New Hudson Inn is.
I'm going to interrupt with internet thing of the week now, because I won't be able to find it later.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
But I will find more.
I thought it was going to be the dressed up penises. This no, isn't even the best, okay.
I mean, no, because that's just a thing. Interviewer, how do you explain this 4-year gap on your resume? That's when I went to Yale. That's very impressive. You are hired. Thank you. I really need this job.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why I thought that was the funniest thing in the world, but I did.
I love it.
I did too.
So we covered cheese.
Yeah.
Manchego.
Yeah.
Australian
goat cheese, which we've had before. I think we've talked about it before when we had it.
Yes.
We're having it again. What up, just bitches? Just
like the halloumi again.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Get over
wines. We had a solid cold open with penises.
Yeah, it was good.
We're on a
motherfucking roll. All right,
I must be butter because I'm on a roll.
I had another complaint about men, so I'm going to launch into that.
All right, so is this an official Maggie rant?
It's time for Maggie rants.
It's time for Maggie rants.
Okay, so I am on this child-free for child-free group.
Yes.
Okay, so this is for cheap people who are looking for other child-free people. And I don't talk, the first person I ever talked to on there was like, I need to be diapered. Like, I need diapering. Well, first he was like, I'm into the kink scene. And I was like, me too. And then he was like, I must be diapered in order to enjoy sex. And I was like, yes, we are a child-free group and I do not want diapering.
I'm sorry, that's another subreddit you need to go to.
Yeah, you need to not be like, in this one. This is too vanilla.
Sidebar.
What?
There is a high-powered CEO in the Metro Detroit area that pays someone to child play with them on the weekends.
Oh my goodness.
And she earns like $10,000.
Oh my goodness.
A month. Like going to visit him 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah.
Like the full thing.
That's
like
amazing.
Diapering.
Yeah.
Carriage rides.
Right.
Like play time. All the jazz.
So I mostly don't talk to people on there. Yeah. And also, so many guys are like there was this guy who was hot recently, and also we would have gotten along, and he was like, I don't care what you look like, what ethnicity you are, as long as you're not fat. Like, people are shitty about that.
Yeah.
So this guy, he and I had a ton of values in common where, like, he was like, here's a picture of me at a protest. And his sign said, eat the rich. And I was like, sploosh. And then he was like, I don't own a car. You know, I only bike and take public transportation. And, like, all of these things where he's like, I love vegan cooking. And I was like, I love vegan cooking. Like, all of these things that we have in common. And then he's like, I really care about working out and fitness, which is
code
for
don't be a fatty.
Don't be a fatty. And so I messaged him. And
I want a skinny vegan liberal protester who likes to go hiking and works out.
Right. But his ad said that he was also interested in friendship. And I was like, so I started right with that. I was like, I don't think that we would be good for dating, but we have all of these values in common. And so I think we would make good friends. And he wrote right back and seemed really interested and was like, why do you think that we wouldn't be able to date? And then also asked me questions.
So which, like, I'm fat.
Well, no, I answered them in three steps. I said, one, you are a very outdoorsy person, and I am a very indoorsy person. And I had an ex who was really mad that I was miserable when I would do things with him like camp. I hated it. And two, you said that you don't like a lot of material possessions, and my love language is buying gifts. And three, you said that you are really into working out, which universally means don't be a fatty, and I am one. And I was like, however, and then I like went back and like reaffirmed all of the values that we have in common, because it is good to have friends, who have values that you share.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you always have to be on the same vibration.
We shared a lot of vibrations.
I'm thinking of good vibration.
She's did I hear back from him, Shannon?
Nope, you didn't.
No.
Good vibration.
No.
He's a dick.
Such.
Likes the skinny girls.
Whatever.
Like how I did that?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Whatever. One, if he did fuck me, I would rock his mother humping world.
Why? Does Maggie 2 know why?
Because chicks fuck good.
Exactly. No, and you know
she
what?
Is top shelf vagina.
I am top shelf vagina. Top a shelf guy vagina. In the NFL said that to me.
Legit.
I want a guy in the NFL to tell me I'm top shelf vagina.
I'm top shelf
vagina. Can I just be top shelf vagina by association because my name is Maggie too?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
I'm top shelf vagina because it's only been used once by a man in the last 2 years. So. Suck on that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That is some reserve shit.
That is some reserve. There.
Yeah, this is special reserve.
That is top shelf reserve.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's my Maggie rant. Fuck that guy and fuck all the guys.
Yeah, you're just like, hey, let's be friends.
Because
he should have just been like, okay, let's hang out. Except he's a dick.
His ad said he was interested in friends also.
Yeah, take it off.
Fuck the fuck.
Right, if you're going to put something in your ad, stick to it. We don't do false advertisement. It's illegal in this country. Thank you. Fuck.
Speaking of false advertising, great segue. How about...
Did you just call that a swagway?
A segway. You know, with the wheels, a segway.
Yes.
I knew what you meant, but you didn't say what you meant.
How about...
That wine
Kanye
Maggie
West,
brought is really good.
And this isn't, like, new news, but for some reason, like, the Christian right is really taking off with it at this point in time. Kanye West is, quote-unquote, has been saved. And he is starting his own church, and he's put out a gospel album, and he has been doing services in LA for a while now, like beach services.
Yeah.
And I stumbled across a Facebook post from a local mom, who I then later unfollowed. not necessarily because of this. It was just like, you know what, I don't really know you anyway. And I don't need you in my life, so I'm just going to unfollow.
All right.
And she just was talking about Kanye West and how he's been saved and how it's wonderful. And I didn't really get it. So I was with our youth group kids, and they really helped me understand. And it's just such a wonderful thing. I wanted to get your guys' take on it. And then everyone's comments were like, yeah, I totally drink that Kool-Aid and subscribe to what he's putting out. It's amazing. God's so wonderful. God works in mysterious ways. It's so great. I can't wait. He's such a wonderful role model for our children. And I was just like, what?
How? Okay. This is what I have to say about
that. Where are the crazy pills that I've taken?
Right. I am a God-fearing woman, and I attend church, and I do, you know, practice my faith and yada yada.
He's a fucking charlatan.
Here's the thing that I'm saying. If somebody can really, truly make the change and become a better person and lead by example, then great, wonderful. I'm all for changing and making yourself better. But
we know because, he's a narcissistic
right,
dick.
Right, exactly. And because we already for that money, know honey. How Kanye West is. And like I said, if he's had a change of heart, then great. But the only thing that's going to tell that is time. Yeah. And the only way to be able to prove that is time. Now, because he all of a sudden came to the Lord and claims that he's changed.
Time
that
will does tell not... when that money train runs out.
Exactly. So we'll see in about 2 years if he's still
just
practicing.
Just like Jim and Tammy Faye.
And if he's still, exactly, if he's still hard in the Lord, then I'll be impressed. But until then, he can still kiss my happy...
God-fearing
human
ass.
Jar of mayonnaise, white fucking ass, because that's the way I feel.
All right, so the reason everybody's talking about it is because he had a Sunday service where over 1,000 people committed their lives to Christ this weekend. So that's why it was like all in the thing. And this guy
How
says...
How much did he charge them for them to be converted?
I think it was $60, question okay. mark. Mm-hmm. I don't totally know.
People, red flag number 4,000.
People were quoting that, or 55 or something like that. So this guy posts, fellow Christians, do not be skeptical of this man. We need to be praising the Lord and thankful for the souls that are being saved. We also need to lift Kanye up in prayer. He is being looked to by new Christians to show them God's message. He is reaching people that traditional means could not reach. Hashtag pray for Kanye.
Okay. I'm going to take both sides of this argument again because, like I said, people can really change. And if he's doing something good for the right reasons, then he's I'm not. All for it. But if he's traditional Kanye about it, and yeah. I'm always going to give somebody the benefit of the doubt up front because people are capable of change. I know that because I know myself. Okay. But at the same point in time, if any of us know anything about religion, what does religion tell us to do? Even pray for your enemies. So regardless, if this is your belief,
well, I'm that praying you for these Christians who had drank this bad Kool-Aid.
I'm just saying, you need to pray for the dude regardless whether it's positive prayer or not. The man still needs some prayers.
P.S. Loved the photo of Trump having his hands laid on him in his office today, surrounded in prayer. That was magical. I'm just skeptical. Like, come on, man. Like,
I was saying to my mom,
smell the writing on the wall? And I know that's not really the saying, but it's just like, dude, like, I have drank a lot of Kool-Aid in my life. Right? I've been drinking pink Kool-Aid for 13 years, all right?
It used to be red.
That used to be red. Come on, man. I wrote 3 different comments in this post, too.
I get really pissed off.
And I deleted all of them.
How people try to bring God in and use him to their advantage. Because, listen, if you're going to follow a religion, then follow your religion and stop trying to take the attention from it. Because that's not what it's there for. It's there to give you something to believe in.
But it's my duty as a Christian to convert all the non-believers.
No, it's your duty as a Christian
To live a Christian life.
And do you know, and what is living a Christian life?
To be a model.
And all you have to do is live your own life. You don't have to pull other people into that. Yep. It's just living your own life and doing for other people.
Maybe exactly we should start a church, Maggie, too. We should start a church, Maggie.
I go to a church that's that way.
We're both ministers.
We are legit both ministers.
We're both ministers.
So now I have to have both of you marry me?
I do need a new tax deduction for my 2020 taxes.
Well, so what's funny is my sister-in-law actually has a company, very small because she took a step back from it for a little while, where it's called Your Day Ceremonies and Events. So what they do is she has hooks in, like, everything you would need for, like, a ceremony or event. So, like, weddings, big, like, corporate events, stuff like that. She has DJs, photographers, photo booths, caterers, event planners, florists, ministers, stuff like that. We'll just put you guys up on there and book you guys, like, what do we say, like, 5 weddings next year, charge yeah. $200 a pop. I mean, you know.
300 is the going rate.
There we go. I don't, do you know what I paid for my officiant? I love you, Maggie. I love you too, Lori. That's what I paid for my officiant for my wedding. And I got married on my Boosh's property with my feet in her bond. Like,
totally done cheaper ceremonies, but like.
I'm doing my cousin's.
Krista advertises that she does same-sex ceremonies for free. All gay weddings she does for free because that was why she got ordained in the first place, was so that she could perform a wedding for
If they want to get married, they get hosed just like the rest of us for the wedding industry.
I feel that way, too. I actually know a company. My girlfriend started like a florist event planning business when... What, like 10 years ago, I think she said it's her... No, it was 12 years ago. And as soon as legalization came in Michigan, they made a new company called 420 Events and then incorporated the cannabis industry into it. And now she's running 2 businesses that she's super successful with. So, I mean, she's on that website as well. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my, like, rant. I was just like, come on. Stop. And I wanted to quote, like, from the Bible about charlatans and...
How you wouldn't recognize...
Wolves in sheep's clothing.
How you wouldn't recognize the Antichrist.
Right. And I'm just like, you're all killing me. Killing me!
That's why I don't pay attention to, like, I don't have the news. I don't, like... I have no news pages on my, like, social media. I stay as far away from that stuff as I can. Because I don't want to know. Like, the only reason I know what Kanye West is doing is because of Facebook.
I posted recently on my Facebook that soon I will have unfollowed enough people that the only thing in my feed are pet pictures and dank memes. And I had, like, 20 friends be like, what about my children? And I was just like, silent middle finger from the other side of the screen.
I wish you could see the dance.
I love that I'm not that way about my children because, like, I just know that they're little shits and not everybody cares about what they're doing every day. I love my children. Don't get me wrong. But social media is not the place for children as far as I'm concerned.
I post very hilarious pictures when I have them of me and Catherine every so often. And I don't post anything about my brother's kid. I only call her my niece. I don't say her name. I've never posted a picture.
I mean, I'm in network marketing, so I'm about sharing my life with people. And if you want to be on that journey with me, it's great. But I'm not, like, I see a lot of people post regularly about their children, daily, stuff like that.
My
favorite is
the open to the worldwide public post about my children. I'm just like...
I have them, but it's because I'm in network marketing. But like I said, I don't post my children up an awful lot either. Yeah. I just don't do it. But my pages are public because of the businesses that I'm in. I mean, I run 2 businesses on my own. And my main source of advertisement is social media.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's
hashtag
just kind of...
the club.
I mean, how much easier would it have been, though, when you started your business as a romance consultant to have had what we have now?
We had most of it, honestly.
Yeah, but it wasn't as popular as it was now. It wasn't as mainstream as it is now. When you started, we were still damn near in the days where we still had to sit in a room at a computer instead of having it in the palm of our hand.
MySpace was around, all right?
Exactly my point.
MySpace was around, and my first 2 parties were from MySpace strangers that I did a personal search for. I searched for it, and this is how I got my business started. On MySpace, you could search for women in an age range who lived within a certain mile of your zip code. And I did that, and I just friended them all. And then I got my first two parties that way.
And how fucking amazing.
Yeah. I was really upset when I could not do that on Facebook.
So there you go, Facebook. That's where you're dropping the ball. Well, since, you know, all us network marketing professionals.
Now there's privacy issues. People don't like that.
So. Oh, I mean, whatever. I mean, the people you may know is good enough.
Yeah.
You have 356 mutual friends with this person. Okay, sure, I'll have you. No questions asked. I've never met you before. I have no clue who you are, but I'll add you because we have, like, I don't know, 350 yeah. mutual
so
friends.
So that is a tactic, and that I did 2 summers ago. I was in, like, a grow your, you know, your social thumbprint mm-hmm. group, and it was comment on 5 different posts during the day.
The 5-5-5.
So, yeah, 5-5-5. Send 5 private messages, add 5 friends. And so I did that. I added the 5 friends strategically. If I didn't have 10 or more friends in common with you, I didn't add you.
Yeah, that's how I am too. My cutoff is like, I think 30.
And you couldn't have another Pure Romance consultant as a friend. So I wanted fresh people in my feed.
Right.
And that's one of the people I unfollowed today, was someone I gathered from that particular activity.
I have another internet thing of the week.
Oh boy.
And this is for us to talk about, though. That's why it's not really internet thing of the week. Every single billionaire on earth chooses every single day not to get high and go on GoFundMe and pay off medical debt and pet surgeries and car repairs.
Okay.
This is why we should eat them.
First of all, let me talk
to
you.
No, that's exactly what I want to do. No, this, wait, real quick. First of all, now that's my life goal. Marry a billionaire, get high as fuck, and use their money to pay off GoFundMes that I find, that I find charming.
Amusing.
Amusing.
Let's like the do lady it. Who needed $500.
Can we make this a Maggie exclusive type of business?
A $510 divorce.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
next.
Okay, so tell me how I would.
I am an advocate for divorce. Anybody with a divorce GoFundMe account has got my money.
I would pay off all of the cutest pet surgeries. I'd be like, oh, that pet's adorable.
Right.
Oh, that pet is so cute.
I would pay for them all to be put down.
I'm sitting here like, put the damn thing out of its misery already. Don't do that.
Joseph and Ashley had surgery on Sheba 2 different times, like major surgery, where she had to get her ACL fixed and they had to carry her up and down the stairs.
Okay.
I
was just talking to my mom about this last night.
And we put him down.
So my mom and dad have this dog that they got when I had gotten my first puppy, who unfortunately is already gone. And she was already 5.5 when they got her. She's been around for 8 or 9 years at this point, okay? And she's getting old, okay? I don't understand the mentality that, like, we already know that animals don't live as long as we do unless they're, like, you know, crazy
bionic.
Old. Like, right. Okay, horses can live, you know, a long time, but still, you're going to get rid of a horse in your lifetime. You get animals, you should have the mental capacity to know that you are going to experience their entire life cycle. You're going to watch that animal die unless you're old and decrepit yourself. Okay, so I'm sorry if I had a boatload of stuff wrong with me and I was not going to have a quality of life, I would not want somebody to pay $5,000 for me to have a surgery when I'm just going to die in a year anyway.
You can also die from complications of that surgery. You can
right.
get an infection,
I just
you can get
feel
sepsis
like
and
if
die,
you have,
like...
I would just rather somebody be able to put me out of my misery at that point.
Doctors
I just think
already
it's ridiculous.
Make those decisions. Like, if you don't have a certain specific percentage chance of survival from your surgery, they won't do it. If you're
well,
old.
Well, I mean, I'd hope not, unless, like, I'm one of those, like, you're going to do it, or I'm going to find another doctor that will.
Yeah.
Because now I already know what I need.
My grandma had lung cancer, and they would not remove her lung that had the cancer in it because she had too many other secondary issues. So, you're getting Maggie one to is being a billionaire unethical.
I wasn't going to even go there, but I wanted to like have the fantasy of being stoned and paying
and shopping on and shopping, GoFundMe
and shopping on GoFundMe.
Like, that's what I don't think I can ever. I don't think I've ever like.
You are gonna green light so many movies.
That's what we call chaotic good in the alignments. Like if I was married to a billionaire or a hundred millionaire, I would just like get stoned as fuck and be like, click, click, paid, 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 paid.
Can I ask a question, though? Does donating to a GoFundMe still constitute as charity?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it does.
I thought so.
Oh, I don't know.
I wonder, because if it does, then you're really not doing any harm. It's a tax freaking write-off, for Pete's sake. I mean, you could totally be doing more good than harm.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is anyway.
La 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 la.
It makes me
donations wanna made to GoFundMe are considered to be personal gifts and are not tax deductible.
Damn.
I don't care. I will give
get
out.
Get it together, GoFundMe. I will
give you out. Can give out fifth, and it might be a tiny bit lower now because Republicans.
Because Republicans.
3 years ago, you could give out $15,000 to a person. And all the people you want a year, and it was tax-free to them. So you, Maggie, being chaotic good, can give all your friends $15,000 each, and it's not taxable to them.
Hey, Maggie.
Yeah.
I really need $15,000.
When I marry my billionaire, it is yours.
Who said you had to marry him? Just give him your top-shelf pussy, and we'll be fine. Cha-ching!
So my boss has senile rich parents, and I tell her all the time to take pictures of Catherine down to them and tell them all about their grandchild, Catherine, in hopes that they leave my daughter money.
Yeah. Hashtag unapologetic.
Because they are the ones that do that. They give everyone in the family $15,000 a year at Christmas time to offload some of their money and have it be tax-free for their children and grandchildren. And so I'm just like, here's that updated picture you asked for. Don't forget to take it to your parents and tell them all about their granddaughter, Catherine.
That's very funny. That's very funny.
Oh.
Oh, fuck me. I just remembered that I have to drive my grandma to the doctor in the morning.
Uh-oh. At what time?
I mean, early for me.
Like 10 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. See, early for me is like getting there when they open.
Chug a coconut water before you go to bed. You'll be fine.
Okay, but also, I haven't done my writing for NaNoWriMo today or yesterday. Like, today, I'm not caught.
What
I'm behind.
Is that?
Okay. It is National Novel Writing Month. NaNoWriMo. National Novel Writing Month. And it is, the like website is a .org. It's a nonprofit, and they encourage people to write a 50,000 word book in the month of November. Girl, I'm.
Well, I thought that was gonna Shannon off officially.
She lives here. She can get so drunk that she breaks everything.
She's like, I don't get cut off.
But my brother and I are writing a novel together. We are 5 days into the month, and I'm already at 10,000 words.
All right.
So I am there almost.
You know that. High five.
Thank y'all. And yeah, so that's what that is, and that's what I've been talking about a lot lately. And I get to talk to my brother all the time because we're writing this book together, and it's delightful and wonderful, and it brings me joy. And I've been having a great time doing that. But I was in my head today, I was like, Tuesday's going to be hard. I know it is. And then I've written like maybe 20 words today.
Well, I think that you're ahead of the game because like you're not even 10 days into the month and you already have like a fifth of your words. So I'm pretty sure that you're kicking ass and taking names.
I am.
So, you know, forgive yourself and just, you know, like write your ass off tomorrow or something.
And then we're definitely, well, that was what made me realize that I have to take my grandma to the doctor in the morning, where I was like, shit, I have to do that too. That's extra things. I need to write more. That's all.
Utilize your voice memos on your phone and voice memo that shit so you can write it later.
Hashtag copy paste.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. I am ahead of the game.
Pace yourself.
One week from today, Maggie One's birthday. And
woo!
So
woo!
I already said
40,
that,
here I come.
Eat my asshole. Stop aging me. Earlier today, she said that Maggie was the same age as Scott Calvin in The Santa Claus, which is also not true. He was 38. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
It makes me want to ask you how old you're really going to be.
37. I'm turning 37 next week.
37.
When she turns 40, we're going to Vegas.
You want
to
come?
Does a bear shit in the woods?
So write that down.
Also, my favorite thing is when people mix those things up together, and my favorite one is, does the Pope shit in the woods? Because you have, is the Pope Catholic, right? Is the Pope Catholic, or
does a bear shit in the woods?
Does the Pope shit in the woods?
is a bear Catholic?
Is a bear Catholic? Like, that is also funny.
Make, like, a tree and get the fuck out of here.
Yes, I love mixing
but
up
you make,
sayings.
Like, a tree and get the fuck out of here.
You did it perfect.
I really try because Boondock Saints is totally my jam.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, about Vegas, though, I have a serious question.
Yeah, we have serious.
Do you stay on the Strip, or do you stay in Old Town?
We're staying on the Strip.
Oh, we stay on the Strip.
Why do you stay on the Strip?
Because it's all where all the action is.
Have you ever been to Old Town?
Here's why, Maggie, too.
I've stayed on both. That's why I'm asking.
I really, in my top three goals is going to the Korean spa, and that's way closer to the Strip.
Okay.
So, like, top three goals. Get stupid wasted, which I can do anywhere.
I mean, right, we're so good at that. We're, like, professional.
Eat my way through at least two buffets and go.
Dude, that Caesar's buffet is dope.
Oh, yes.
Caesar's buffet.
Yes, girl. Yeah.
And then three.
And it takes a Benjamin, though.
Korean spa. So
I'm down.
So the Korean spa is closer to the Strip.
Have you
so that's
ever... Do you do musicals?
Fuck yeah.
Have you done Phantom of the Opera at the Venetian?
No.
Must see.
Okay.
Promise.
I must see Magic Mike.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the musical I need to see.
We're going to see. I think we'll see the Magic Mike
show. You know
what
I've always wanted to see?
The Magic of the Mike.
And I never, like, I always went with my mom, and my mom was just totally not into it. I want to go to a XXX burlesque show. They're supposed to be really, like, one of the top burlesque shows in the nation, and I'm super, like, I just really want to go. Plus,
okay.
I mean, chicks are hot.
Yeah, so. Chicks are super hot. Like that art in that girl's bedroom, or in her living room.
Oh my God, Queer Eye. It was freaking amazing.
It was some hot lesbian
so
sex
Maggie,
art.
Maggie and Shannon totally gave me my first Queer Eye experience tonight.
That's so good.
And there was, it had to have been a paint and pour painting, right? Like, that was not...
Gay sex? I don't think they do gay sex at paint and pour.
But it looked like a paint and pour painting. And like, if Shannon was a paint and pour girl, tell me that would not be a paint and pour picture, okay?
You see all the paintings around my house? They are legit all paint and pour.
Well, I'm just saying that if you hosted a paint and pour, it would so be something like that.
And do hot lesbian.
Exactly. I could so see, like, one of especially Shannon having a sexy paint and pour like that. I mean, because, hello.
Yeah.
Shannon's given us all a great sex life.
Hey! Ending January 31st, so get your orders in, everyone.
Yeah. We're celebrating with my birthday. That's going to be the last big shindig, just so everybody knows that. So, 33 for Maggie. Is the end for Shannon. You know what kills me, though, is it doesn't kill me. It's like a bittersweet ending because that's how we met.
Yes.
I mean, we've developed this wonderful friendship because of it. But, like, without that business, we would not be acquainted and we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Yeah.
It's amazing the things that can enrich your life. Like, in all around. You start it for a financial gain and you get so much more out of it.
Yeah. And that's why I did start it, you know. Maggie, one and I are best friends because of it.
I was also a consultant. We were consultants together.
So at my anniversary,
and she tried so hard to recruit me. At my retirement
party, you get the Shannon Maggie show, which is you've never gotten.
Delightful. I've never gotten because I've been the other Shannon and Maggie show.
Yes, Maggie's too has gone with me to parties to be my assistant too.
Yeah. And we always had so much fun together, and she would yell at me all the time. God, you need to do this with me. Why aren't you doing this with me? Do this with me. You'll be so great at this. Oh my God, you're so.
Well, Shannon and I would assist for each other a lot when we would, like, be like, I really need help for this one or whatever. And so, but, like, since we were both consultants, we would, like, jump in and we would do weird stuff together and get really over the top. And we think we're very funny. I need to find my DI3 so that we can do that one.
I have mine, but
doesn't work.
Like, no, I'm sure looks it rough. Works.
Looks rough.
No, it should be okay.
I thought you didn't have yours.
I can't pass it around.
We're not.
Do we have a retirement party planned yet? Is it in the works?
Yeah, January 24th, 27th.
I thought it was going to be 3rd. January something.
It's the end of the
end of
January. It better be the end of the month because my birthday is the 28th, and we all said that we were celebrating my birthday with your retirement. Yeah,
it's like that weekend, that Friday.
Okay.
Because that's like when I activated, so I wanted to do a full solid 13 years.
13.
Yeah.
Going on 30. Yeah. I wish.
It'll be fun. I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cry. Because now who the fuck am I going to use?
I'm going to have that lined up too.
You better.
So
and she better be just as accessible.
Our good friend Becky will be in attendance. And I plan on handing my clients off to her. So there's also plenty of other women in the area I can refer you to.
I'm sure, but here's the thing. I would be as close to another Shannon as I can get because I'm never going to get another Shannon, but I need her to be fully accessible. Like, I need to be able to text her and be like, listen, your girl needs this. When can I come pick it up?
And that'd be Becky. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been me if I were still
and
there.
I'm a loudmouth. I love shouting people out on social media and all of that, so.
Becky has been in the business as long as I have. She joined 4 months after me. So, she just got herself upgraded to a sexy van.
Amazing.
A party van. So, I'll make sure that's parked out front. And people can either place one last order with me or shop with Becky that night.
One last
contemplating inviting Demarice, who's like my local leader that's really rocking out her business, and Cindy.
Yeah.
Because Cindy would come just to like to be super supportive.
She would.
Yeah.
She would.
I think you should invite everybody.
I also definitely, if I don't have a wedge pillow, I have a box for it. We can still do the demo.
We want to do all our old demos.
All the old demos.
Like, shit we don't sell anymore.
Oh my gosh. What about
do you still have
Quiver?
The elephant one so you can do the welcome
to Africa? That's what I'm just saying.
That's my favorite one.
I retired the demo into my personal collection, so. That's why I can't pass it around.
If mine is somewhere.
It's been in my vagine.
It's clean,
but it's been places you don't.
The contacts stopped working on mine, so I don't think it turns on, but we could pass it around.
I gotta look to see if it still works.
Do we have the butterfly? Because I used to talk about how that one makes your vagina a disco, and like, right, with the light up?
Oh,
the light up one? Where I'd be like,
oh my gosh, I remember that one!
I retired that one into my personal collection, too.
Cassie's Bob finally died, and she cried.
Where I'd be like, if you ever can't find your vagina in the dark, or you need it to look like a dance floor, this is the one for you. That's exactly what I did. Alright, I'm going to try to find
you did a demo like that with that one. Yeah, it's a disco in your vagina.
Yeah. That was the demo. Okay, I'm going to try to find my old stuff. I'm going to try to bust out what I can.
I have a lot of my old stuff. And then I'm going to give away my demos at the party.
For your PR demos.
Yeah. The ones I don't want to keep. Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge. All right. Are we okay to wrap it up?
Like a dick. I have a postcard. Right.
Do you? Oh, yeah. Read your postcard.
We keep forgetting to read the postcards. So.
No, you do.
Maggie 2i. Do postcard exchanges on Reddit every year, and then I joined a postcard exchange website, and I've gotten all these postcards from around the world in the last month and a half.
That's freaking amazing.
So we thought we would start reading them on the show. So the first one I read a few shows ago, because then I forgot to keep reading them, and it was actually the person who introduced me to the website Post Crossing. And it's just a postcard exchange website. So my next postcard comes from New Hampshire. It says, greetings from New Hampshire. And I'll try my best to read it at this point in time tonight. Hello from New Hampshire! Exclamation point. Oh my God, that was really bright.
Was that bad? I thought that would be helpful.
I'm not sure if you have ever traveled here. But we are a small state, but have lots to offer, exclamation point. Personally, I am from the Monadnock region, named because of Mount Monadnock, which is pictured on the front. Right?
Meow. I see it.
Meow. Okay, okay. Nice. Gorge. Meow.
Right. Mountains and lakes of New Hampshire. Meow. My exact town is very small, so there wasn't much I could offer from my town, so I looked to the surrounding ones for items. I hope you enjoy the assortment I have offered you. Please come visit. New Hampshire is great, especially the fall colors. Oh, this must have been hometown gift exchange.
That definitely was that, because I was like, where'd they put your email at? Where'd they put your address on it?
So this postcard was hometown gift exchange from Reddit, and I got a beautiful box of stuff from New Hampshire, including like local honey and a lip balm that Catherine stole promptly, and soap, and usually they throw
that
in
Catherine
a local
also stole,
newspaper
and more stuff,
and stuff
that Catherine
like that,
also
so.
Stole.
Thank you very much, friend from New Hampshire.
That's awesome. I didn't even know that that was like a thing.
Yeah.
You know what? I just totally opened my Instagram and I just got all like warm and fuzzy inside. I am 4 followers away from my first 1,000. And for me,
ooh,
that's like
what?
Huge.
Yay.
So,
all right. Promote that shit on the podcast. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Follow me on Instagram, guys. Maggles128. Maggie 2 wants the followers. I want to share my life with you.
Can you spell that?
And Maggles. 128, and I promise if you give me a follow, I'll help you get the best hair of your life.
Woo!
Hey. Or take the sexiest pictures you've ever had taken of you too, because I definitely am good at that.
Yes, queen.
All right, the official internet thing of the week is this
is your third
ridiculous
one.
Joke. Yeah, but the second one wasn't exactly.
Did you just yeah, but
what do you call a masturbating cow? Beef stroking off.
Hashtag naughty dad joke.
Right? Love dad jokes.
All right, so guys, find us everywhere. Make sure that you follow Maggie 2 on Instagram. Otherwise, Shannon and I will freak out if you don't do it. And then also interact with us on the Facebook at, I almost called us Drunk S&M because I'm drunk, at That More Thing. And then you can also tweet me at Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode
216
of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
And Maggie too. Bye.
Perfect.